Good morning. Coming up on 845 at 97 of the Hill. I mentioned a moment ago that we have a special guest in the studio today. We certainly do indeed. Greg Gerdeau is here. And Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Just fantastic. And you, of course, are here representing Carolina Co-working. And first of all, thanks for sponsoring our 6 a.m. hour.
Thank you.
On the Hill. And what exactly is Carolina Co-working for folks who don't know?
Well, co-working spaces, you might not think are for you, but at their core, the co-working space is intended to make finding a workspace as easy as possible, and everyone can benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for entrepreneurs and startups. Anyone can use and benefit from co-working's flexible subscription terms and accessibility, not to mention the many amenities that we offer.
Now, how did Carolina Co-working get started in the first place?
Well, a few years ago, as more businesses and companies started embracing more flexible working environments, co-working spaces burst onto the scene. The co-working industry grew more and more as people realized that the co-working model helps everyone who needs a flexible place to work, study, or create. Building owners benefit when a company finds success as the expanding company uses more space and refers others to the workspace too. And tenants get a flexible, stress-free place to get the work done that needs to get done. Our tenants, are also surrounded by networking and growth opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, we like to consider ourselves on the cutting edge, but I know that this is kind of a trend that's taking place in other places. I was in Wilmington this past weekend visiting our daughter, and I can't remember the exact name of the business, but it was like Gig Mix or something really creative like that, and I thought, you know, I immediately thought of Greg Gerdeau and Carolina Co-working because it sounds like they're doing pretty much the same thing as we are here.
It's very interesting. We belong to a network of 1,500 co-working places across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you belong to ours, you can use any of them 3 times a month.
Great.
It's all part of the deal.
Well, that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have to be out of town for various reasons. And
that's right. And it's not really just cool in college towns. It's everywhere. Co-working has caught on because it takes away all of the problems of starting a business by signing a lease. You don't sign a lease, you don't call the power company, you don't turn on the water, you don't figure out what a coffee service is and costs. It's all taken care of for you.
So, in other words, you don't have to sign a lease.
You don't have to sign a lease. That's absolutely correct.
That was my next question. What type of people do you find are using Carolina co-working spaces?
You might assume that co-working spaces are only for startups, but it's not true. The short answer is that anyone who wants a stress-free place to work can use co-working. The long answer is that entrepreneurs, freelancers, business professionals, students, interviewers, creative people, and remote teams can use the space, and we have a variety of people using it now mm-hmm. who fit in all of those categories.
Well, now, what's it like when you walk into Carolina Co-working? Describe the atmosphere, if you would.
Well, it's very well decorated. We are very proud of the way that it's furnished and as well as painted. It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's also quiet. So if you need to get something done or close the door to have a video interview or work with a team, mm-hmm. it's easy to do. We've also got a very large conference space that gets used quite frequently by everybody from the Chamber of Commerce to the Daily Tar Heel. They call up, make a reservation, and come on in. Everything is taken care of. There's coffee, there's soda, there's water. There's a 24-foot whiteboard.
Whoa!
You can
write your life story on
yourself
there.
Silly, which people do.
Yeah,
it's a great environment. Everyone that's come to it has been very complimentary.
Well, you got all these creative people in this huge space. Do you find a lot of collaboration gets going there because of all these people in there kind of together?
We find a lot of it. We also host events once a month,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that more frequently in the near future. But the events are open to the public, People come in and learn about all sorts of things, from how to put a product on Amazon, to how to create raving fans with their brands, to how to create a brand just from scratch. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. And then the nice thing is that because there are so many different people working in the space, you can ask a question. We even have an entrepreneur in residence whose name is Brian Hassan, a mm-hmm. Rice graduate, has 8 companies under his belt. If he can't answer a question that I can't answer, it's going to be pretty tough to find somebody who can.
Well, in these days of technology being what it is, and social media and everything else, I would imagine that a lot of people who come in there and they want to work at Carolina co-working, may have some questions about things like that. And it's good to know somebody's on hand to take care of that for them.
It's really kind of a very collaborative environment, mm-hmm. but it's very professional, and that was the original intent, is to give people a good professional place to work with no hassle. Mm-hmm. Just come in, pay a small fee, and get to work.
Now, what sort of opportunities for growth are available now at Carolina Co-working?
Well, the biggest benefit is that we can help people develop themselves as well as develop their businesses. We offer professional networking events, as I mentioned, business development, one-on-one coaching, business support. We also offer Super Connector referrals to funding sources outside the Triangle region. By attending one of our lunch and learn events, you'll meet with expert advisors across a number of fields, from branding to startup law to social media marketing. You can also get valuable advice and form connections in a friendly, informal environment. You can also drop into my office with a quick question, or stop by and visit Brian Hassan, our executive in residence. And resources abound for anyone trying to grow at Carolina Co-working.
Okay, the one thing we haven't covered is, where is Carolina Co-working for the folks who don't know?
We have the greatest location. We're right downtown on West Franklin Street, directly across the street from Target. Mm-hmm. So it's at 206 West Franklin Street. We call it the Chapel Hill Innovation District because our neighbors are Google, TIBCO, the University Development Office, as well as Innovate Carolina and the Vice Chancellor of Innovation. Those are our immediate neighbors, and it's an amazingly productive and creative area to be in.
My goodness, that's a really creative area, and you're right across the street from that brand new Target store and that whole new development over there, so really kind of an exciting place to be.
It is.
If somebody wants to find out more about Carolina Co-working, they want to get in touch, and maybe they're interested in getting a space there to do their work, whether it's a startup or whatever the case may be, how do they do that?
They just go on the web to carolinacoworking.com. A map description of exactly where we are and a sign-up form are there. All our pictures of all the different spaces, mm-hmm. as well as the rates for all the different spaces, from day passes to monthly terms, all described at carolinacoworking.com.
Well, it's a really innovative idea, and as I said before, other people are doing it in other places, and I'm sure that your particular Carolina Co-working business is going to be a role model for others.
We hope so, and we're just so proud of the fact that it's right across the street from campus, and mm-hmm. with all the amenities you could possibly want within a short walk.
Again, carolinacoworking.com to find out all you need to know. And Greg Gerdeau, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ron. I appreciate it.
It is 8:53. This is 97.9 The Hill.